The Pat Kenny Show. This is News Talk.
BLB Array is after it, and it's a one-man race. BLB Array still gathers it and scores.
All right, yesterday it was supposed to be a nail-biter between Ireland and Scotland, and it was supposed to be a given that France would beat England. Turned out that the France-England encounter was the nail-biter, and we romped home fairly comfortably at the end of the day. John Duggan from Off the Ball is with me. John, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, your thoughts on yesterday?
Pat and Kenny, none of us are going to be here in 150 years' time, and this is what it means to be alive. This is what sport does. This is the magic of sport, that the Six Nations began on the 5th of February, and on the 14th of March, it comes down to the very last kick, Thomas Ramos, to win the Six Nations for France, and if he misses, Ireland win the championship. Like, sport, it just is so life-affirming, because the spectators don't know, the coaches don't know, the athletes who are the actors in the play don't know what's going to happen, and then the future is unfolding in front of our eyes. The kick to win or to lose the Six Nations, yeah, and France win.
Now, when you were watching Ireland-Scotland, I mean, did you have any doubts after the first two early scores? Suddenly we're leading, what was it, 14-7 in less than 10 minutes.
Well, it was 26-21 at one stage in the second half. So that was the moment when there was a little bit of uncertainty, but we were able to pull away again. Look, Ireland, after the France game at the start of the tournament, you'd be worried about the way we would go. But Andy Farrell and his coaching team deserve huge credit, as do the players, because like by 2003, we'd won four triple crowns in our history. Now, since then, since between 2004 and this year, 2026, we've now won eight triple crowns. And for the last five seasons, we've won triple crowns. The other season, we won the championship. So a very successful, I would say, tournament for Ireland, because we've blooded new players. We got Robert Balakoon, such a quick player on the wing. Tommy O'Brien on the other wing, scoring two tries yesterday. Like Tadhg Byrne, Jack Conan, Caelan Darris. We had the forward power to overwhelm Scotland, who must hate the sight of us now, Pat.
And most of the forwards are going to be around for the World Cup. I mean, there might be a couple of dropouts, but by and large, they'll be there.
Hugo Keenan was injured, and maybe Mac Hansen will come back into the frame. But this is going to be the team for the World Cup now, Pat, in 18 months' time in Australia. We need to be thinking about winning the World Cup, not about getting past the quarterfinal. And I'm much more positive about the World Cup than I would have been maybe after the France game. And I think we need to give Jack Crowdy the jersey now and say, Jack, the jersey's yours.
He was much more steady yesterday.
Assured, yes. And that's what a number 10 needs to have the confidence that they're going to have the jersey now going forward, and it's not going to be chopping and changing, so they can run the team through him. But we scored six tries. Scotland haven't beaten us in Dublin since 2010. And to win a triple crown is something I think we can be proud of. Look, it was just the greatest Six Nations ever, Pat, because when you think about it, right, France win the championship, but they didn't deserve to win the Grand Slam because they conceded 96 points in their last two games. Ireland were well beaten by France, so that's a fair assessment for second place. Scotland beat France, put 50 points in them, and they beat England, but they lost to us again. Wales won their first game in 3 years against Italy yesterday. Italy beat England for the first time in 26 years in the Six Nations. England lost four games. That hadn't happened since 1976, but they've salvaged something now, and they've something to build on going forward after an incredible game when they scored seven tries to France's six last night. It was just out of control excitement, as somebody sent me a text about.
Where did that England performance come from?
The jersey. You see, rugby, I think, is a lot sometimes about the emotional pitch and the emotional energy of something. And we didn't have much emotional energy before the Twickenham game. But the way we took the game to England, it's a physical sport. I mean, the way we took the game to England and had that emotional energy. Scotland had that emotional energy against France. And England, they're playing for their pride. They're playing for their country. And they were able to bring it last night. And they played through France. They played the rugby last night, but they had a man in the bin and France just eked it out.
Yeah, and were they playing for their coach, I wonder? Because his future must be on the line.
Well, he's probably saved now because of this.
Yeah, maybe so. Fiona Hayes, a former international, two times Six Nation winner herself, is on the line. Fiona, good morning.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm very well. What did you make of the whole thing yesterday?
Wow, what a day of rugby. It was absolutely phenomenal just to watch. Even with that Ireland game, I think it was 64 points. You didn't expect. You have a good game then against Wales and Italy, and in that England-France game, we were treated to 94 points. To so much of attacking rugby had been played in the last two weekends. It was just a joy to watch.
Does it tell us anything about the changing nature of the game? They're always tinkering with rules and reffing and so on, and there are many complaints during this Six Nations tournament about maybe inconsistent refereeing. Is the game changing for the better?
Yeah, I think so. I think on the back of the Six Nations, you can see that, yes, they're trying to speed up the game. Even at scrum time, they're just telling if the ball is at the back, just use it and try and get on with the game. Otherwise, you go into those intricacies and having to stop the game and look at certain areas. So certainly, I feel like it's working. We've seen it in the Super Rugby. They're after speeding it up again in the last couple of weeks, and it's just non-stop. But I think they've found the right balance now with attacking rugby. And also defence as well has come in to play huge in the Six Nations.
Yeah, and yet the number of points, as you say, that have been shipped by various sides throughout the tournament tells us that defences are certainly still vulnerable. Looking at Ireland, though, going forward, what's your feeling? I mean, that quarterfinal nemesis that we seem to strike.
Yes, that old one, Pat, that we all hate talking about. Look, coming into after the back of that France game, I was a bit worried about the pack and that forward area, and I suppose being dominant. And if you look at the stats at the end of the Six Nations, I mean, Ireland have been unbelievable. They've had the most post-contact metres. I think they carried 713 times. They've had the highest number, 42 turnovers, and have just really fronted up. And that scrum and line-out and set piece as the tournament went on was unbelievable. I think they're up at 94% for the line-out, which is really, really good. So I think in looking at that and the young guys that have got capped, and I suppose that attack in rugby, we saw flares of it, especially in the England and the Scotland game. It's just, I think we're on an upward trajectory, and I think Andy Farrell will be very happy with the Six Nations.
Great stuff. Fiona, thank you very much. John, what have you got on Off the Ball this afternoon?
We've got two Premier League commentaries live and exclusive patch. Manchester United against Aston Villa and Liverpool versus Tottenham Hotspur. It looks like Arsenal could be winning the title. They're 9 points clear of Manchester City now. Max Damen, the youngest ever scorer of a goal in Premier League history, 16 years and 73 days for Arsenal. And life-affirming scenes there last night as well as they beat Everton 2-0.
Okay, so finally, ever the bridesmaid, but finally the bride, do we think, this year for Arsenal?
As a Tottenham Hotspur fan, I'm very, gritted teeth, I'm saying that to you, Pat, but yes.
But yes, all right. John Duggan, thank you very much for joining us.